Tuesday morning, and welcome to the Lady Light Podcast, an inspirational podcast for ladies of all ages. I am your host, Kimberly Gladney, Christian author, and the creator of the Lady Life magazine. Today's episode is entitled The Power of Perseverance. To persevere means to continue doing something or trying to do something, even though it is difficult. I'd like to start with this story about a man named Jack Canfield. Jack is the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Many years ago in my early 20s, I worked in a senior community, and at story time, I would share stories with them from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and they absolutely loved it. So, Jack Canfield and his co-author, Mark Victor Hansen, pitched the original Chicken Soup for the Soul to over 130 different publishers. Ladies, none of them were interested and actually said no. They said no one wants to read 100 inspirational stories. You can imagine how Jack must have felt. Rejection, as you know, is not a good feeling. Well, after more than 100 pitches, their agent dropped them as well. Wow. Now, most of us would have said, oh, well, I guess it's not meant to be. We would have given up. Jack and Mark were determined to get the book published. They never gave up and continued to persevere until their book was picked up by a small publisher in Florida. Now, there are over 250 Chicken Soup for the Soul books and over 500 million copies sold worldwide. If they would have given up, they never would have experienced that success of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And Jack Canfield would have never been known as one of the best motivational speakers, professional coach, and an author of New York Times bestseller, The Success Principles. This is indeed a testament of the power of perseverance. I love stories like this. The secret to success is to persevere. The book of Galatians is found in an amazing book called the Bible. Chapter 6 and verse 9 reads, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." What areas in your life today do you need a dose of perseverance? In my personal life, there have been times when I felt like giving up, especially during challenging seasons. But I learned how to push through, to persevere. Someone once said that push in the acronym form means pray until something happens. Yes, push. Pray until something happens. This is perseverance. Maybe you are tired of praying for that wayward son or daughter, or you are tired of praying for financial blessings to manifest in your life. Perhaps your marriage is troubled, or you are yet trying to win the battle of addiction. Maybe you can't seem to get control of unhealthy eating habits and are having trouble with exercise management. I encourage you today, do not give up. There is power in perseverance. What if Jack would have given up on the 129th rejection? Wow. He would have missed the yes that was on the way. What if Ruth would have given up and went back to her homeland like her sister-in-law Orpah? Well, she certainly would not have married Boaz and had the opportunity to become the great-grandmother of King David. So, the moral of the story is, don't give up. Don't let rejection stop you from persevering. I have received many no's in my life, but I will tell you that yes seems to always come at the perfect time. We can claim Jeremiah 29:11, when God tells Jeremiah, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." We have hope today. We can persevere and enjoy the manifestation of the blessings. Point to ponder. Will I forfeit the blessing by giving up, or will I push? Will I pray until something happens and experience the power of perseverance? Well, I hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast and hope that you will join again for more Tuesday morning inspiration. To learn more about Lady Life, you may visit our website at lovethelady-life.net. Again, that's lovethelady-life.net. As always, thank you for listening. And remember, keep living your best life unto the Lord. Keep learning life's most valuable lessons. And keep creating positive change within your communities. Bye for now, and have a blessed day.